talking about on that, the paper that Nick just handed back to you?
Number four on this.
Is that what you were asking about earlier? The price index?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the one letter, it states that she will raise it to 258 at this time and perhaps greater as time be completed, cost index. But it is what, I mean, if that's what's going to be raised to the personal property, the residential property 2 years ago when you filled it, that's when you raised it to 258, right, from 225 to 258.
Chuck had already done it. I came in and I
signed it. It was done when you fill it out. That's the maintenance plan. It's not done until the assessor does it. So that's when the notices were sent out and you raised it, and, you know, we had discussion on that to where that the state tax commission had to let you know that you were required to send notices to all the people if their value, if it was going up. So, as you know, we got numerous calls on that. The person,
but as you know, I was appointed a year early. And so those are not numbers that I actually assessed for. I was defending a previous assessor's numbers, and he had already agreed to it. It was just supposedly a formality for me to sign, and that it was required. And so I did so. But he had already signed it to begin with. And so makes it uneven. You do see where the cost of materials should be the same price. When somebody comes into your, if you have a store and you're selling somebody 2x4s or building materials, you don't put a different price on the commercial ones. If they're buying 2x4s to build that business, they cost the same as what they cost to build the residence.
Once again, the state statute is set up to where there's not that when you do the appraisal of the property, and you set that on it, the state statute has it set up on commercial property, then 33% of that is commercial assessment. And the assessed value is what determines that tax bill. The assessed value times the index here. And so they're not the same. You can put the...
You're talking about two different things, though. You're talking the index is only because we're using the Honeycutt program, which was went out of business in 1989. So the value of building materials in 1989 is obviously much lower than it is in 2023, 2024, 2025. That's why they raised that index. It wouldn't matter if we were using another costing system. We could use Marshall and Swift. They also change every couple of years. They go up on the index because building materials change in cost. When you're talking to me about commercial versus residential versus agricultural with that 12, 19, 32, that is a classification from the state. They put that classification in for the state themselves. They've decided for the whole state of Missouri what the classifications are. That's a completely different thing than what I'm doing as the assessor. I have to just look at appraising a property, a structure, to be as close as I can to the value of that structure. And I need to do it in a way that is fair to the next door neighbor who built an identical structure. Now, if that next door neighbor decides to make it into a commercial business, that doesn't mean the structure changed its price to be built. That's where the state comes in on that classification, and that's where they do that 32%.
You are the assessor, and you're going to do what you do. You are the assessor.
Correct.
And it's your decision what you want to follow. When you make your agreements with the state.
And I follow statutes. That's what I'm doing. I'm trying to keep us within statutes so we don't get fined. And you know that Taney County has been fined in the past.
find or not receive the?
No, we had not been fined. I'm sorry.
We had the county was charged money. Didn't receive funds.
Because
we didn't. $1 million, wasn't it about that? So over, I don't want to get us.
I think here's what it all boils down to, just because we've hammered this out way too much.
Mm-hmm.
If we're signing something saying that we are, that the commission is fine with raising indexes or taxes or possible out-of-pocket dollars to any individual, we are not for that. We do not want to see property values or property taxes go up. And so I think that's the heartburn that we have in signing something that says that you are wanting to adjust the land values based on current value, and index is set at 2.58. As I've told
you,
I don't care. The state tax commission.
I
think you have a lot of leeway in how you interpret a lot of the values. I think that historically, Taney County has been able to keep their taxes low, and we really don't care what the state says when it comes to the values compared to St. Louis, Kansas City, and other areas. So,
well, I live here too. I don't want my values going up.
All I'm saying is I think that's why there's pushback right now on us signing this or agreeing to this. If you want to make the statement that it's all on your shoulders at the assessments office, that's fine. I think we're trying to say we're not a part of that. It is kind of what I'm hearing. As far as the other page.
Well, and this is you're changing the assessment office into a very political office when all we do is measure and we follow what is fair for the people. That's what you're doing.
We've not done. Know if this is the appropriate.
Me not to follow my statutes and by asking me.
I'm not asking you not to follow statutes. No. I'm saying that I think you have. Ms. Chapman, we've had these conversations both public and private. And I know council has given you advice and things in the past, and you've refused to follow advice from council. That's
not
cost the tax.
Not on this issue, but on other issues. You're making it sound like I'm not doing anything that I'm being requested.
I am trying to avoid any political anything at the current time and moment. I don't know that this is neither the place nor the time. I am trying to push the meeting along and say, instead of dancing around, I think that is probably the concerns of the commission, and so that is why there's pushback on us signing this, because we don't want to agree to statements that were necessarily made. Is that a fair assessment?
I'll agree with that.
Let me be really clear when you want to imply that the commission is trying to get you to not follow your statutes. Over the last time, there has been times that you were not following the statute in regard to the raising, the last go, when you raised the residential, you did not want to send notices. And your employees that were trained and said that you need to send this notice, and you said it wasn't necessary. I had to call the state tax commission to get them to tell you, because your person from the state had also tried to tell you, you've got to send this notice.
I've sent out every
You did. After the state tax commission had to call and tell you, you had to send the notice out. So let me just say the commission is trying.
We've already sent the statements out, okay. But we have not.
Well, I just want to know the commission is trying to see that you follow the statute.
I'm going to interject and stick back to where we're at. So I think as far as what I've gathered from the discussion, you, as the assessor for Taney County, have presented us a document. It has the possibility of a new tax index included in that.
Correct.
An increase in that. That is who going to take charge in enforcing that?
It is not an increase. It is to make it so that it's equalized.
Not a discussion. It is a matter of.
You're inferring.
I'm saying, because if you want action today, we're going to do something.
In a political year.
Okay.
I see which way we're going.
I assume I'm going to read this, if I may. The last sentence, may I read that?
You may. This is from our legal counsel.
Signature that the timelines and phase charts set forth in main plan are acceptable to the assessor's office, and that the budget summary on page 17 of the maintenance plan is accurate for the assessor's office. So
That said, he would approve the maintenance plan as to form if it's acceptable to the assessor's office.
It's acceptable to the assessor's office.
Okay. Is that acceptable with the commission? Will we have those corrections?
Can we put a, will we do the signature, can we put for the assessor's office or as acceptable by the assessor's office?
Just make it our motion.
In our motion, okay.
Okay.
Now what numbers do you want changed?
I want them to match what has been presented to our auditor that has been presented to the commission.
The auditor has given me several sets of papers, and I have them in my desk. I've made copies of them where he's changed numbers a couple of times, and I've gone along with what he wants. Now, his total wasn't right, and the program totals it by itself, so I did tell him this is what the total came out to in this program, and he agreed it didn't come out right in what he'd written. And so, again, I just want to know, what do you want? Because I'm sticking with what I want on these numbers. This is my report. But if you want something different, I'll put it down. Whatever you guys want. It's no longer the assessor's report.
I'll approve what is Mrs. Chapman's signature on the timeline and chart are acceptable in the maintenance plan. If they're acceptable to the assessor's office, and the budget summary on page 17 of the maintenance plan is accurate for the assessor, then I would sign it stating that this is what the assessor has presented as acceptable. It would be in her motion, however you want to make it. If it's acceptable to the assessor's office, that's the condition.
It's acceptable to the assessor's office. I have taken the information from Mr. Clark and changed things for him.
I think there's two separate issues here. The maintenance plan is acceptable to the office, period. Budget summary is accurate.
Right. So I don't think the budget summary is accurate. Is that what I know you're trying to take action.
Yeah.
I think we need to make the numbers reflect what the true requests were, approve the preliminary budget summary based on that.
Have I heard two different things? Have I heard that I'll change the numbers and on the plan, and then did I hear these are my numbers and this is what, I'm not going to change them, you can change them? Am I hearing that?
I think we have heard that.
We have heard it.
But I want to make sure that we're all on the same page. I don't want there to, and again, according to council's recommendation, mm-hmm. I think that's two separate things. I think you have the maintenance plan. Does she agree to the maintenance plan? Period. Or part two. The budget summary on page 17 is accurate. I don't think she has to prove saying it's accurate. I think that it just needs to be accurate. Do we agree with that?
I believe it needs to be accurate.
The budget summary on page 17 of the maintenance plan is accurate. I think it needs to be accurate. Is that? I think we all.
This is page 17.
Correct. And like I said, the approved is absolutely accurate because that's the way. It comes off this paper.
The approved.
According
we're talking
to the
about
auditor,
the requested
this
portion.
Is the way they divvied it up. And the requested, I'm saying requested is different. And it's not what I asked because I know that from the state reimbursement number. I ask for specific numbers because I base it on something for you guys. I don't round it up. I mean, the extra between 163,000, the difference between that and 162,327, where'd that money go? I don't like to have inaccurate numbers, and I would have given the correct number. That's where that came from.
Okay.
Because when I do a request for you for the budget meeting, again, I try to be as accurate with you as I can. I don't pad things so that I can get a better deal.
I don't
tell you straight out what I'm doing.
I don't think the conversation has led to that in any way.
You requested, I guess, on the state reimbursement, what was the request?
My request would have been the 162.
The 163.
327.
Okay. On our request, that's the actual number, not the requested number, correct? The requested number was 163,000. not 160.
I requested it to begin.